You have before you this evening's agenda. I will entertain a motion for its adoption.
So moved.
Moved.
Pillsbury, second.
Any questions? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, passed unanimously. You now have before this evening the consent agenda. These items on the consent agenda, which are considered routine and non-controversial, and will be acted upon in a single roll call vote of the council. There is no separate discussion of these items unless a member of the council so requests, in which event the matter shall be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. What is the pleasure of the council?
Councilman Bogarty moves for the adoption of the agenda.
Is there a second?
Pillsbury, second.
Pillsbury seconds. Madam Clerk, please have a roll call vote.
Ms. Hall. Mr. Bogarty.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Dr. Pillsbury.
Yes.
Mrs. Arndt.
Yes.
Mr. Rocha.
Yes.
Dr. Sadler.
Yes.
Mr. Lewis.
Yes.
Council President Neal.
Yes.
8-0. Oh, here she comes.
The count is...
Yes.
The count is now unanimous.
There you go.
The meeting is adjourned. We have one item, or we have several items, I'm sorry, on the not on the consent agenda. And the first is the appointment of the city solicitor, Daniel A. Griffith. Do we have a discussion on this? Mr. Griffith was the, his firm were the only respondents who answered the RFQ. And basically, we've had a chance to meet them individually. Is there someone who, any questions from any member of the council? Yes, Councilman Anderson.
At this time, Mr. President, I move that we approve the election of Mr. Griffith as our city solicitor.
Is there a second?
Hall seconds.
Hall seconds. Any discussion? Yes. Councilman Rocha.
Yeah, since I was not here during the meet and greet, I will abstain from the vote because I don't know the individual or the firm.
Any other discussion? Okay,
all discussion.
Yes.
Thank you, and that's fair. I just want to, Mr. President, thank you for recognizing me. I just want to, for members of the public, so that they have a little bit of understanding. Mr. Griffith is highly qualified. He's worked a number of years and represented the city and very ably in lawsuit defenses. He's actually distinguished and is one of the few attorneys in the state of Delaware as a member of the U.S. Supreme Court Bar. He's very, very qualified. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no other, yes, Councilman Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I attended the meet and greet also, along with Councilman Anderson and many of my other colleagues. And I was satisfied with the questions I had directed to Mr. Griffith, and I have no objection to making him our city solicitor. That's all I have.
Any other questions? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Hall?
Yes.
Mr. Bogarty?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Dr. Pillsbury?
Yes.
Mrs. Arndt?
Yes.
Mr. Rocha?
Yeah, I abstain.
Abstain. Dr. Sudler?
Abstain.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Council President Neal?
Yes. The motion passes 7-2 abstentions.
Yep.
Next is Resolution 2025-09, authorizing the city manager to act on behalf of the city of Dover in the sale of 3 lots in the Garrison Oak Business and Technology Park. Madam Clerk, please read the resolution.
Proposed Council Resolution Number 2025-09, a resolution authorizing the city manager to act on behalf of the City of Dover in the sale of 3 lots of Garrison Oak Business and Technology Park. Whereas the City of Dover acquired and developed the Garrison Oak Business and Technology Park for the express purpose of offering lots for sale to promote business and industrial development. Whereas the City Council previously authorized the City Manager in conjunction with its brokers to develop such agreements of sale as are necessary for this purpose and to represent the City in the settlement thereof. And whereas the City has an agreement for sale for three lots at 500 Garrison Oak Drive, Lot 6, 550 Garrison Oak Drive, Lot 5, and 600 Garrison Oak Drive, Lot 4, Dover, Delaware, 19901. And now, therefore, be it resolved, the City Council of the City of Dover confirms and authorizes the City Manager to act on behalf of the City and sign all documents required for sale and settlement on such properties.
Mr. Hogg, City Manager, will you please brief us on this item?
thank you, Council President. You all probably remember, it's been, I guess, maybe 2 years or so ago now, that we activated the marketing of the Garrison Oak property, and you had authorized me to represent the City along with our brokers to ultimately to sell and handle the settlement of those sales. This involves lots 4, 5, and 6. 5 and 6 are on the most easterly side of the road, of Garrison Oak Drive, and Lot 4 is across that street. We have a buyer who's made a reasonable offer to acquire all three lots. The title company that they are using requires some kind of actual confirmation that the person signing the documents is authorized to do so. We are scheduled to go to settlement on Thursday, and what I'm asking is that Council pass this resolution so that settlement can go forward. Thank you.
Questions? Dr. Sudler.
Thank you. Thank you, Council President, for recognizing me, and thank you for the briefing, City Manager Hub. My question is, actually two questions. One is, what is the total summation of the amount that we're projected to receive, the income, the revenue? What's the total amount that we're projected to receive? First question. My second question is, with that revenue that we're going to receive, what funding, what would it be allocated to? What budget will be allocated to? And can that allocation or appropriation of those funds be used to reduce the electric utility fees hike for the electric bill? Would it bring some type of relief to our constituents? Could it possibly bring some type of relief to our constituents?
Okay. Thank you. Well, the properties involved are about 33 acres combined. The sale price is about $60,000 an acre. The offering price is $2 million and a little change. We'll net slightly less than that after settlement. The funds that are received for the sale of the lots at the Garrison Oak Business Park are initially put in the Economic Development Fund that we established a couple years ago for additional economic development projects moving forward. As you know, we're down now technically to one lot. I have two lots left to settle, but one won't settle until we finish some utility work. Once the funds are received and deposited, then it would be up to City Council if they wish to use those funds for some other purpose than the one that we have initially discussed.
Thank you for giving me your feedback. I would just recommend to my council colleagues and constituents that we consider utilize at least some of the funds for some relief for our constituents. Thank you, I yield. Thank you very much. I yield, Council.
Hearing no questions, seeing no one asking a question, please call the roll, Madam Clerk.
You don't have a motion yet. We need a motion.
The President.
Yes, sorry.
We need the adoption of the resolution.
Yes, we do need that, don't we? Is there a second?
Oh, good second.
Oh. Now it's seconded. Now, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
I'm keeping him in order today. Trying anyway. Ms. Hall.
Yes.
Mr. Bogarty.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Dr. Pillsbury.
Yes.
Mrs. Arndt.
Yes.
Mr. Rocha.
Yes.
Dr. Sudler.
Yes.
Mr. Lewis.
Yes.
Council President Neal.
Yes.
9-0.
The motion passes 9-0. Now we have the first reading on proposed ordinance 2025-13. Final action by the council will take place during the second reading during the council meeting of September the 8th, 2025. The ordinance is available at the entrance of council chambers on the city website at www.cityofdover.com under government tab or by contacting the city clerk's office at 302-736-7008 or at cityclerk@dover.de.us. Mr. Councilman Anderson, will you brief us on this item?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Construction Maintenance Board of Appeals gets a stipend like the other committees in the past, and this new board is very similar and forms the same function except dealing with Dover Code, and therefore it should be treated the same way. When the ordinance setting up the Code Board of Appeals was passed, that ordinance happened to miss this part. And so this is just a technical correction of the ordinance of the Code Board of Appeals to ensure that they're treated the same way as the other Code Board of Appeals or the Board of Adjustment or our council, civilian council committee members, or et cetera.
Thank you, Councilman Anderson. Any questions? Seeing no questions, Madam Clerk, will you read the proposed ordinance into section 19 of the Dover Code?
Proposed Ordinance 2025-13, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Officers and Employees, Division 1, generally, Section 2-201, Compensation and Expenses for Mayor, Council, and Other Elected or Appointed Officials. There's no action at this time.
Okay, there being no action, we have City Manager's announcements. And I have that underlined, Mr. Hugg.
Thank you, Council President. I kind of already announced what I was going to announce, which is that we're down to one, or depending how you count, two properties left in Garrison Oak. We're seeing a number of projects move forward. We are still shooting for a December deadline for having the new electric substation online, which will make one of those lots will help one of those lots go to settlement. I do have another announcement, but I'm going to defer to the council president to make that one as part of his remarks. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to council member announcements. Show of hands. Okay. Councilwoman Arndt.
Thank you for recognizing me. I wanted to share some correspondence from Tony Prado. He's a communications specialist for the Blood Bank of Delmarva. He would like us all to know that the Blood Bank of Delmarva has declared a blood emergency as the region's blood supply has dropped to less than a two-day inventory, far below the ideal seven-day supply needed to meet hospital and patient needs. In light of this urgent situation, I also want to take a moment to introduce a new vice president, Keith Heim, who will be leading the charge at the blood bank moving forward. All blood types are urgently needed. The shortage is especially severe for those who have O negative and O positive, which are vital for emergency situations and trauma care. So based on this information, all citizens are encouraged to schedule an appointment with the Blood Bank of Delmarva and to donate as it is critically needed at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Arndt. Councilman Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I just want to announce and remind everybody, this coming Saturday is the second annual Delaware Caribbean Carnival. Parade begins at 11 a.m., and there's a concert at 3 p.m., so that is this coming Saturday, August 16th, on the Green in front of Legislative Hall. I just want to, again, remind everybody, this is their second. Last year I attended their first and had an awesome time, and it was definitely well-received by a lot of members of the community. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Any other announcements, Councilman Anderson?
Thank you. I agree with Councilman Lewis on that. It was a superb event. I'm glad to see it come back. Also, the Saturday after that is our Dover Latin Festival. And I just wanted to encourage people to attend that. That was an extraordinary event as well. Thank you.
See. The mayor is otherwise occupied, but it is a special occasion coming up because on September the 4th, it is the mayor's birthday. And let's let him sing happy birthday to the honorable mayor. He may be able to hear us from wherever we are. Happy birthday, mayor.
Happy birthday.
And with that, any other announcements? This meeting is adjourned.
Council President, if I can have your attention for just 30 seconds. I do want to announce that we have successfully settled the sale of the old post office last week, and the new owners are busily moving forward with their development plans. But I want to make sure we all knew that. Thank you.
And that's why it was underlined.